Destruction in downtown Portland. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. Windows were smashed and property was spray painted when crowds stormed Oregon's largest city for a second night. The unrest was the result of the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Protesters also returned to Washington, D.C. yesterday. Fox's Alexandria Hoff was there.
Things have remained peaceful out here, but not docile by any means. There's been this ongoing back and forth between pro-choice advocates and pro-life advocates. It seems the pro-choice advocates are outnumbering out here in front of the Supreme Court. But it is important to note that here in Washington, D.C., plus 16 other states, there will be no reduction in abortion access, even with the undoing of Roe v. Wade.
In several states, abortion bans have already been triggered. House Republican Mary Miller is pleased with the Supreme Court ruling, but something she said last night at an Illinois rally is being cleaned up by her campaign. After calling the decision a victory for white life, her campaign clarified, saying she meant to say a victory for the right to life. World leaders gathering for the G7 summit are trying to do two things at once: punish Russia for invading Ukraine while managing an unsteady global economy.
The talks in southern Germany are considered to be among the most important in decades in terms of world security. President Biden and the leaders of the world's top economies will have aid to Ukraine at the top of their agenda, as well as climate, health, and food security.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. President Biden says imports of Russian gold will be banned by the U.S. and other leading economies. Gold is Russia's second largest export after energy. After the G7, President Biden will head to Spain for a NATO summit. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Right before leaving for the G7 summit in Germany, President Biden signed a gun safety bill at the White House.
It funds crisis intervention, including red flag laws. It keeps guns out of the hands of people who are a danger to themselves and to others. And it finally closes what is known as the boyfriend loophole.
Most of the bill's $13 billion cost will help bolster mental health programs and help better secure schools. It's not a global emergency yet, but the World Health Organization says the growing monkeypox outbreak should be monitored closely. The virus, which is endemic in parts of Africa, has been identified in nearly 50 countries. More than 3,200 cases have been confirmed. The agency says it can reassess if cases become more severe or if the rate of spread picks up. Infections among sex workers would also raise alarms. Tens of thousands of National Guard soldiers have a decision to make.
Members of the National Guard have been given until this coming Thursday to get vaccinated against COVID-19. However, about 40,000 Guard members, about 13% of the force, have not yet done so, and at least 14,000 of them have flatly refused to get it and are risking expulsion. The Guard says they're working with the approximately 7,000 members who have sought exemptions mainly due to religious reasons. Lieutenant General John Jensen, the director of the Guard, says that every soldier is being given, quote, the opportunity to get vaccinated and continue their military career. But that clock is ticking. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
An alligator believed to be 11 feet long has been euthanized in South Carolina. Authorities say the reptile was responsible for the death of a man at a yacht club in Myrtle Beach. The man was apparently pulled into a retention pond. I'm Pam Huso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.